Welcome to the Personal Perseverance Project. My name is David Atkins, retired New York State Trooper, million-dollar direct sales, international business earner, author, and keynote motivational speaker, where each week I come here to help you break through your excuses so you can live a life up to your fullest potential. Let the project begin.
That is my mindset. I operate on a level of excellence, and you guys need to wake up every single day, and you need to operate on a level of excellence and create your masterpiece.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Personal Perseverance Project. So this week, I really want to kind of have a conversation with you. I want to have a conversation about something that I know affects each and every one of you that is listening to this podcast, as well as every single human being out in this world. It is something that I struggled with early on during my business climb, I guess I would call it, or early on in my climb with the state police, or even now. It's something that I always have to remind myself not to do. It is something that, because our brains are wired to protect us, that old fight or flight syndrome, this thing that I want to talk to you guys about is something that our brains naturally do. And if you don't actively work towards not allowing this to stop you from achieving your goals, if you don't understand certain principles that you need to grasp and try to work out every single day, you will hold yourself back from living a fulfilled life. You will hold yourself back from achieving the goals that you set your mind to. You will hold yourself back from having that vision for a better life because you will simply be paralyzed by doing this one thing. And the one thing I want to talk to you guys today is about comparison. And it's actually a chapter in my book, my published book, The Leveled Up Life. For those of you that have listened, many of you may have read my book, The Leveled Up Life, which is the no excuse blueprint to live a life up to your fullest potential. And right in here, one of the chapters, I believe it's chapter 12. Chapter 11 is about comparison. And I want to talk to you about comparison because Theodore Roosevelt says, number one, that comparison is the thief of joy. And many of you have heard that, but have you really let it process and incubate in your mind? Have you really thought about how often that you're looking at other people and what they have, and you're comparing yourself to them and wishing you had what they had? Or have you ever thought about how often every day when you're on your phone scrolling social media that you're constantly thinking about and comparing yourself to other people? And some of you may be even saying to yourself in a defense mechanism type of way that, you know, if I only had this, you know, I can do that. Or they are so lucky because they don't have to deal with this. You know, comparison is something that you do every single day. And the reality is, when it comes to that defense mechanism that is put up, it's going to kind of go into my first thing I want to talk about. And that's, don't compare your everyday life to somebody else's highlight reel. I'm going to say that again. Don't compare your everyday life to somebody else's highlight reel that they put out there on social media. Because when you're out there with that defense mechanism and you're comparing yourself to what somebody else saying, oh, if they didn't have to deal with this problem, or if they didn't have as many kids as I have, or, you know, if I had as much money as them, and you hear all these things. Let me tell you something. I'm going to start off and say this. Everybody struggles. Everybody is getting knocked down every single day of their life. Every single day, people are going through challenges and trials and tribulations. But the reality is this, reality is that most people aren't willing to share that. Most people aren't willing to be vulnerable on social media. They put on their highlight reel as if everything's going great. So when you're comparing your everyday challenges, I want you to remember that you're comparing it to somebody's very best. They're struggling too. They're having their issues too. They're just not willing to share it. And I want to give you that perspective, because stop comparing yourself to what other people are only willing to post. You're probably one of them. I'll tell you right now, it became very hard for me, and it is something that took a lot of growing to not care what other people think, and to know that by sharing and being vulnerable in my everyday journey in life, sharing my struggles, I have built a bridge to connect with people in a different way. The more vulnerable you are, the more you will connect with people. They say you can make your mess your message. So I say this because you can't compare your life to somebody else's, because 99.9% of people are only willing to share their highlight reel. Okay, so with that being said, I have three main things I want to hit on. Three main things when it comes to comparison, now that I got that out of the way. Number one is this. You need to compare you versus you. What do I mean by that? The only person that you should worry about that you are doing better than is the person you were yesterday. Did you do the things today? Are you doing the things today to improve on where you were yesterday? Because so often, and I'm going to say this thing twice, you are comparing your chapter one to somebody else's chapter 12. Let me say that again. You are comparing your chapter one to somebody else's chapter 12. I could tell you, early on when I built my direct sales business, I would see super successful people in this business and I would start comparing, like, wow, you know, I would compare me to them, but they've been doing it so much longer. Or right now, as a keynote motivational speaker, you know, I can compare myself to another motivational speaker that, you know, maybe has more bookings than me or makes more money in their speaking event. And then I come to find out, like, they've been doing it for 8 years. And really, for me, yes, I have been speaking for over 12 years because it started with me just sharing my story in the company through Beachbody and direct sales. But as a professional speaker, it's really only been since I retired. I retired 3 years ago, the first year because of COVID, there was no events. So I am in the beginning of my third year as a speaker. So I can't compare my chapter one, my beginning of year three, to somebody else's chapter 12 that's been doing it 8, 9, 10 years as a paid professional speaker. So you can't compare where you are right now, your chapter one, to somebody else's chapter 12. You need to compare yourself versus yourself yesterday. So right out of the gate, stop. Like, let's stop comparing ourselves to other people and what they have accomplished, because you don't know truly the hard work it took to get there. And listen, this is your journey. You need to run your own race. Some people will do it faster than you. Some people will do it slower than you. I will tell you, if you want to do it faster, find somebody that has what you want and do what they do. Meaning, study the people that have achieved whatever you wanted, Don't compare to them, but learn from them. And by learning, you probably will do it faster than they did, because they had to figure it out. So study the great, study the people that achieved what you want to achieve. Learn from them, follow them on social media every single day. Watch their stories, see the behind the scenes stuff, not to compare, listen, not to compare, but to learn, because success leaves clues. So this is so you can glean information and then you can compare yourself to where you were yesterday and say, what can I do to improve? Because another thing, guys, you have to always be willing to self-audit. You have to be willing to audit yourself every single day. If in 30 days from now, your health isn't in a better place, if you're working at your health and wellness, or your business isn't growing, or your career is not improving, it's because the actions you're taking every single day aren't working. You need to be adjusting what you're doing to get better, and just compare yourself to yourself yesterday. So comparison number one, You have to be in the journey against yourself, nobody else. Guys, number two, and I think this is almost like a bonus thing. I probably can put it as like a third bonus thing. And I'm going to share something with you guys that I think maybe you may need to do as well. Sometimes in life, I'm going to say it, you may need to put the pause button on somebody that you look up to or you're inspired by, or somebody that you feel can empower, or somebody you're aspiring to have success like them. And I say this, and I'm going to give you an example. When I first, and it's in my book, I talk about this. When I first started being a professional speaker, when I first started being a paid keynote motivational speaker, I found myself at time watching another speaker that was hitting every benchmark, hitting every goal, speaking at every venue, had event after event after event. And instead of doing what I said in my first point about studying somebody else, success, leave clues, find somebody that has what you want, do what they do, I found myself slipping to comparing myself to them. And in a way, it was making me feel worse. So what I'm saying is that if you really feel that somebody that you look up to is affecting you at the root of your core in a negative way because of comparison, then maybe you need to hit those three little dots next to their profile and you need to either unfollow them for 30 days. I'm not saying you need to unfriend them, because the person that I had this with, I love the person. They deserve all the success that they ever had. They are simply amazing in what they've done, but I wasn't looking to block them. It wasn't like I hated on them, but I found that it was sucking my energy out in a negative way. So I had to hit pause just for 30 days. I paused for 30 days. I was in a rough patch in my own life. I always say when I struggle mentally, I need to double down on my personal development, on my self-help. I'm telling you guys, when I struggle with certain things, I double down on the books that I'm reading to help my mindset grow. And after doing that, 30 days, the person comes back on my radar because it's usually automatic and everything was okay. So it's okay at times to pause somebody that maybe you really look up to, but you realize is affecting you in a negative way. And you know what? I have no problem sharing that. I think most people aren't willing to say that, but we need to be in this together so we all win. Guys, my next point and my last point here is really, it's about having gratitude. There are people right now that are in much worse situations than you or I that are out there that are just grateful to have drinking water. There are people out there that are just grateful to be alive. I'm recording this after the terrorist incident that happened in Moscow, when well over 100 people were executed and murdered. And, you know, the people that got injured and is still alive, all they want right now is to be well, to have their health, to live their life again. So be grateful that you're here. Be grateful that you're able to listen to this. Be grateful for the family members that you have, the friends that you have, the job that you have, the heart that you have, the roof that's over your head that you have, the food that you eat, the clean drinking water that you have. Sometimes we need to find gratitude and stop looking at what we don't have and start looking at what we do have. Because when we're comparing ourselves to other people, that is a lack mindset. That is a mindset that we're focusing on all of the things that we wish that we had. We're comparing something that we don't have to somebody else. Like I said, often we're comparing what we don't have to somebody else's highlight reel, who aren't willing to share the struggles. And guys, it's a bad place to be in. So you have to stop comparing. And it's something that you have to remind yourself when you catch yourself doing, to saying, all right, I'm running my own race. This is my life. This is my journey. You know, I'm not in somebody else's life or somebody else's journey. I have my own gifts. I have my own goals. I have my own dreams. They are on their own journey, going after their own things. And they have their own set of problems. I know they do. They're not willing to share them because they're a human being. And all human beings struggle. That is how we are wired. We are not robots. And you know what? It's okay that right now if I catch myself doing this, that I need to realign myself and pause where I'm at. And maybe it means that every single morning you need to wake up and to write down or to think about or to pray on the things that you're grateful for. I'll tell you, every single morning when I wake up and I do my prayers, which I do, I always start off with thanking God for all the things that I have. Just last night, going into bed, my wife and I together prayed and thanked all the things that we have in our life currently, because sometimes in life, you need to always remind yourself and be grateful for what you have, and it will help you from comparing yourself to others, because you will feel more fulfilled and more blessed because of what you do have. And this isn't something you can do one time. When it comes to practicing gratitude, it's something that I do every day more than once. You know, today, looking outside, it's sunny out. Spring is in the air. It's going to be 50-something degrees here in New York. I may go out for an extra run later to just get some fresh air. You know how grateful I am to be able to have that freedom, to be able just to go outside, breathe in fresh air, hear the birds chirping? Like, you have an amazing life. So if you've been knocked down right now and you're struggling and you're comparing yourself to others, I need you to stop. I need you to get yourself back up. I need you to brush yourself off. I need you to get back on the saddle. And I need you to live your life. Live a life up to your fullest potential. Need you to focus on yourself, to put yourself first. It's not being selfish, because when you put yourself first, your kids benefit in a positive way. The people you work with benefit in a positive way. They don't get, I always like to say, your kids or your family don't get what's left of you. They get the best of you when you are right mentally. Mental health is wealth. I'll say that again, mental health is wealth. And if it means that you need to get professional help and pick the phone up and ask to see a therapist, then do that. Because what goes on between these two ears, you could be in amazing physical shape, but if you're not right upstairs, nothing else matters. And I'll tell you right now, comparison is one of those things that you go down that rabbit hole and it will spiral out of control and it will affect you. So maybe right now, if you're looking for a sign to start focusing on yourself and stop comparing, maybe this is it. Maybe this podcast episode is it. So guys, that's it in summary. This is you versus you. I need you to stop comparing yourself to other people. Please share this message with other people, because if everybody just worried about themselves and stopped comparing themselves to everybody else, we would all be happier. We would all be more fulfilled. And you know what we would do? We would cheer other people on for their success. Because instead of comparing, and I know some of you do it, internally you may be saying, I want to see them fail. I want to see them fail. This isn't right. I know some of you may be doing it. If we just focused on ourselves and the blessings that we do have, and we were there to cheer other people on instead of comparing and ripping other people down, the world would be a better place. Because at the end of the day, love conquers all. It's the strongest force ever. Loving yourself and loving what other people are doing and just loving your life for where it is and being on your own journey. So guys, that's my message for you guys today. I hope it was of value to you. It was just a conversation we needed to have about comparison. If you have not read my book, The Leveled Up Life, you can get it on Amazon. There are all principles in here. Comparison is one of them. I share some other stories in the book. It's an easy read, but it will help you, you know, have that mindset to feel better, to live better, to live up to your fullest potential. So guys, with that, have a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Personal Perseverance Project. My goal every single day is to help people live up to their fullest potential. So please share this episode, subscribe to my channel, and maybe even leave a review. Be sure to connect and follow me on all my social media channels. And if you would like more information about me potentially being a keynote speaker at your event, or maybe you want to work with me one-on-one as your private coach, be sure to go to my website at davidakinspeaks.com for more information. Thank you.